Hi, I'm Manjeet Rai, and I'm the founder and director of Buddhi, and we run emotional, mental health, and physical well-being sessions for all ages. And right now, I am actually standing in the She Inspires Global Community and Enterprise Hub as part of Zinthia's Trust, and I've been asked to come here today to talk a little bit about mindfulness, kindfulness, and heartfulness, an awareness session in some ways for those of that haven't actually had any insight into mindfulness. I understand the event is around peace, and it's about lighting a candle to promote peace and well-being, whether that's locally or nationally or globally. It's an important issue, I think, especially in the last year or so. Things have been quite hectic, and I think it's very important for everybody to just take stock and evaluate their lives, and something like this promotes that. It also makes us look within ourselves and in terms of our own daily lives as well, and bringing about peace, whether that's outside of your home or whether that's inner peace. I think for me, certainly, life's always hectic, and I think for several other people it's been a real upheaval. I think if we can just take stock of ourselves and reflect in terms of our own personal well-being, I always say, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup, so have a look at yourself, have a look at your self-care, and then to promote that care towards other people, and peace comes as part of that.
Arif Varaji from Help the Homeless Leicester. We're currently at number 10 Bishop Street, which is the Zinthia Trust hub, and we're here to basically celebrate our similarities. So especially in this day and age, especially after what we've seen in the last year and a half or 2 years with the pandemic and the lockdowns, I think it's very important for us to kind of get the point across that we've got more that kind of more similarities than differences, and ultimately working together, helping each other out, is how we're going to get forward and how we're going to move forward, and I guess how we're going to resolve issues that need to be resolved in and around Leicester, even on a wider scale, but especially because we are Leicester based. I think it's very important that there's collaboration, there's working together, and there's people listening to each other's points of views and not just going off on their own on a little tangent or a little power trip and trying to solve things themselves when you can easily work together and have a bigger impact. At the moment, knife crime's obviously all over the place. How do you get to the youth? How do you get to these youngsters and let them know that it's not okay to carry a knife? Speaking to some of the people that I work with who work with young people, some of them think it's a fashion accessory to carry a bag of knives around, literally. And the problem is, once they get into that mindset, if it comes to a situation where they actually have to use that knife without thinking, they don't think of the consequences, they don't think of the problems they're going to leave for themselves, their families, and the victims' families as well. I mean, ultimately, if it leads to someone actually dying, which we've seen in the last few weeks, there's a spate of stabbings, you know, it's an impact on a family for the whole life, as well as not just the parents, but even the siblings as well. And unfortunately, from what I'm hearing, one of the siblings of someone who's recently died has actually obviously not been able to handle it mentally and taken retaliation. So it's just a sad thing, but that is obviously one of the things that's quite predominant at the moment. You've got obviously the homelessness situation, but big problem that I'm finding is food banks, people struggling with even basic essentials, you know, parents feeding the children cereal with water in because they can't afford milk, winter time especially, kids going to school with inadequate clothing, not enough layers, not enough warm layers, that kind of stuff. There's always constantly teachers getting in touch with social services and highlighting that fact as well. So these little things, they can be resolved. Maybe not the knife crime, that's going to be a very hard one to solve, but things like making sure a kid's got a jacket. There's lost property all the time at schools that never gets claimed. Why don't we speak to the parents, or why don't we speak to a social worker and try and get that out to kids who need it? That's just one thing. Again, with the food, I mean, we ourselves are in a food bank and we deliver food parcels to people. It's costing us near enough £22,000 a year to keep that going. And that's just us, and there's so many around the city. So I guess if we all work together, the ones that are more fortunate than others, donate, buy a few extra items when you go shopping, donate them to food banks that you know are doing some good stuff, because that stuff is ultimately going to go to people, the items are going to go to people that need them. So it's about looking after each other and just kind of working together, I think. That's what it is.
My name's Pravin Navikar. And we're here today at Zinthia's Community Trust. Well, I'm one of the speakers today, but I've also come to meet a lot of the people that do some wonderful work in the community. So a lot of it's about community connections and see where we can actually have a bit of synergy in terms of work that we're doing. We run a social enterprise called Now Unlimited, and we deliver mindfulness programs and resilience programs. And what we've begun to do now is to adapt them to run for minority ethnic communities. And one of the reasons I'm here is to promote some of that work, to say this is around. If you want to access it, it's free, because what we do is we go for grants. So we go for government grants, lottery funding, local funding like the Shire grant. And once we've secured those, what we do is offer our programs to the local communities here. So we mainly tend to work with local communities. We are attempt to get into the corporate world to try and get some good fee-paying work, so that again we can put some of those profits that we make back into the community. And that's really what our bottom line is how we can make the communities more resilient through what we do. And our mindfulness programs hopefully will achieve that. At the moment, we're running a program called Nature Through Nurture. And we're running it at the Secret Garden at Glenfield Hospital. They've got a wonderful walled garden, which we call the Secret Garden. And we run programs there for people from all walks of life. And that's for the communities of Leicester. And we're about to promote one, which we're starting in October, specifically for the Asian community, and saying to them, look, you know, connect with nature. So it's nurture through nature, and actually create some resilience. So local community, so we're hopefully going to get some Asian carers in, people with diabetes, Asian people with diabetes, so various other groups, and individuals who we will offer free places to. And really, that's what it's about. It's engaging with the community of Leicester, city and county, to make them more resilient, to help them combat some of the challenges and struggles that they're facing, not just COVID, but, you know, everyday living challenges.
November, yeah. The November COP26 summit in Glasgow, we're looking to encourage all of those organizations and entities to, one, sign up to the Pledge to Peace, for which we will provide you with the details if you contact us, and we'll give you all the details. Our email address is written on both of those banners, and of course,